Hey guys, this is Kale Lowry.
And this is V Rivera.
We're the hosts of
Baby Mamas No Drama.
Every Tuesday, we talk about parenting, co-parenting, lifestyle, and sex,
pop culture, current events, and pretty much all the things you want in one podcast.
So download and subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Listen to us every Tuesday and join us with all the tea.
Well, Omicron is hitting. We'll talk a little bit about that. And I'll make the case that Fauci is coming back down to earth with some of his opinions. But then the press is doubling down on death everywhere.
First, there's LifeLock. Scareware is a scam where pop-up ads scare users into thinking their computer has a security problem. And the fix is to buy their software. Then they access and steal your info. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number, for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. It's LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on the church with the government. Get it on. Dr. Drew over there is board Pinskyfied. Subscription.
My mandate Pinskyfied.
What's going on?
I love it. Well, lots going on, man. I got my second case of coronavirus. Awesome.
You got infected a second time.
Happy New Year's, everybody, by the way. New Year's. Mm-hmm. Where did I get that from?
I don't know.
I always laughed at people that said that. Did you have a good New Year experience?
Yeah, I was working. I did a stand-up show.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I have so many things in my mind. But, yeah, I got my second. Jordan was exposed at a wedding. He was in New York, brought it home. I immediately got sick, and the whole family got sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. Natural immunity, very effective against Omicron, though it kind of lingers on. You can hear it in my voice. Vaccine plus booster, extremely effective. I've seen, must be 100 cases now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've had vaccine and booster and exposed to Omicron, it's mild. I don't care how old you are, in fact. And if you haven't had a vaccine, I've seen some nasty stuff. It could have been Delta. It's hard to tell.
Mm.
But I've seen some bad stuff.
Well, I just heard a study or some information out of South Africa where they have a low vax rate, lots of Omicron, and low death,
low hospitalization. And but again, that was because it's South Africa, that is the demographic that people were sort of holding their breath around, which was they're young, they're thin. Maybe they're just doing well because of that. Which is true, they were.
Well, but Fauci's talking about natural immunity over
finally,
there.
Finally, he's talking about here are three things. I'm telling you,
remember
Fauci's
when I was,
back.
Remember when I was making fun of him 3 months ago for going natural immunity? Well, we don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, he knew. That was my point.
Yes.
If you're an infectious disease specialist and you don't know about natural immunity, then we don't need you in that position.
So he was adulterated. There's no doubt in my mind. I don't know what that was, whether that was Trump derangement or some, I don't know what it was, but I feel like he's back. And I always said we'd get him back. He's back. And here's what I'm saying, he's back. I know you can't believe him anymore, but I have all those years of experience before this.
I believe, look, what he's doing now is he is essentially like a nutritionist who was I'm a broken record, but he's like a nutritionist who was talking about the Weight Watchers low-cal fudge bars and stuff and now he's back to diet and exercise.
Right.
And so you go, well, now you can't believe him. No, I can believe him now. He's saying what everyone else was
and he's now saying what's true.
He's saying what many of the people that were banned from Twitter were saying year and a half ago.
That's
so, yes,
absolutely
he's,
true.
He's saying
absolutely
what's true now.
Yes. And that's I would argue that's not his fault that those people were crushed on social media. People ought to examine themselves if they were part of that mob. But here's what he's saying.
No, it is his fault. Would you like to know why?
Because he didn't do anything against it.
No.
He didn't push back.
No. Well, yeah. Yes. And
okay.
The real reason. Hmm. He was considered the authority. He is the zeitgeist. He is what we as Americans think. So when he is delivering a message about cloth masks or about ivermectin or about natural immunity, and Alex Berenson goes on to Twitter and says the opposite of what he's saying, then because he is the authority, Berenson gets
crushed.
So it is his fault because he was saying things that were untrue.
Oh, hey, man, I was in YouTube jail for just raising these issues.
And people who went against him for saying what was true were banned. So it is his fault.
Okay. Here's what he's saying now. He's discussing natural immunity, which is awesome. He is saying we should not be looking at cases anymore and start looking at hospitalization and death because that's all that matters because Omicron is so mild and so pervasive. We're going to be at a million. I think we're at a million cases a day already. I mean, because so many people are testing at home, it's not getting picked up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So hospitalization versus cases, and that's bound to go up a little bit because there's so many sick people. And then he's saying that the pediatric bump, which was seen in South Africa as well, is due to kids admitted with Omicron, not because of Omicron. And yet the fearmongers—
kids who went to the hospital for appendicitis were tested and had Omicron, but should not be counted as going to the hospital because of Omicron.
Correct.
Right.
And if you're – I've quoted on this—
These are all things that Ben Shapiro has been saying for a year and a half.
And I've quoted, I think, on this show before that I was talking to a pediatrician who told me the data on pediatric deaths prior to Omicron, 600 dead, 20 in healthy kids, 20 deaths. So if it goes up 100%.
That's all the shit I've been saying for a year and a half.
So there you go. But there is some worry about peds, so fine. Cloth masks, guess what? Don't do anything against Omicron. They're also finally saying that.
Yeah.
I'm going to argue.
Do you want to live in a world where Joe Rogan knows more about this than Anthony Fauci?
I do not. But I do live in that world.
But that's our world.
That's our world.
Well, to be fair.
Says more
accurate information.
That's right.
That's where we're living.
Unfortunately, I'm going to get crushed for this. But let me just say that in spite of all this good news and that I looked at myself and I said, should I be getting another booster? This thing's coming around. Had the COVID, had the vaccine, had Johnson & Johnson. There is no science, none, on what to do with natural immunity plus vaccine should they get boosted. It does not exist. And I thought, God, I had such a bad reaction to the vaccine. Probably better for me to get Omicron, which I now have had. And I'm grateful for that. I really am. Because it was like a bad sort of bronchitis and still lingers like this virus does. And that's the end of it. And now I'm hybrid super immunity, they call that.
Yeah.
Hybrid super immunity. I'll take it. Bring it again or bring it around in 6 months, please.
Did your wife get it?
Oh, yeah. She's still down. Yeah. So did Douglas got it bad too. He didn't have the booster.
Didn't he have it before?
No, Jordan had it before. Jordan had a pretty mild case, about like what I had. But Douglas did not have the booster and got pretty much nailed.
So everyone's getting it, or many are getting it for a second time in your family. Some.
Jordan and I.
You and Jordan. Yeah. You guys are split. Where's Paulina with it?
She's had none. She had boostered and doesn't seem to be getting anything. Interesting.
Now, there's something going on, and I'll tell you about that in a second. First, there's Tommy John. 22, this is the year. You don't put up with the BS. Start with the scratchy, stained old sweatpants. Give your butt an upgrade. The one it deserves. Like a champ with Tommy John. Start this year by wearing Tommy John. Much more comfortable than anything else you've ever owned. The underwear is breathable, lightweight, moisture wicking, and four times the stretch of competing brands. Plus, luxuriously soft loungewear. So comfortable. Well, you'll be wearing them everywhere. Over 17 million pairs sold. Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics. I'm wearing mine right now. That's it. Once you get into Tommy John, yeah. You never go no. back.
And they guarantee it.
That's right. They have new underwear. They have loungewear. It's all backed by the best pair you'll ever wear. It's free guarantee. Right, Matt?
Get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/ADS. That's TommyJohn.com/ADS for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/ADS. See site for details.
All right.
So you were going to talk about how some people aren't getting this thing.
I'm not getting it.
Yeah, which is interesting.
And I've been as exposed as humanly possible.
Right. And people around you got it, like August got it,
mm-hmm.
traveling next to you, with you, all around you, in the same environments. He gets it, you don't.
Yeah.
Or you maybe were an asymptomatic, whatever.
All the nightclubs, yeah. all the events, all the hotels, all the Ubers, all
so
the everything.
So the question is it...
He literally sits next to me on every commercial flight.
Yeah.
We sit next to each other in the back of the Uber. We go to the club. We sit next to each other in the green room. Then when we go out on stage after the show and do the meet and greets, he stands next to me and takes photos of everyone with their cameras, with their iPhones. And he's got it. So how does that work?
Right. So the question is, do you have immune system that attacks it and knocks it down once it gets in? Or for some reason, is that ACE2 inhibitor that's needed to bring the virus inside the cells different in your case?
And not well, I have had to be exposed quite relentless.
Yes, yes.
It's impossible to behave the way I've
behaved. And maybe you had a little upper respiratory thing and you didn't even notice it.
Could have been.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not – I've may have had the sniffles or something, mm-hmm. you know. I may have woken up in the morning and had a little bit of a cough or something, like mm-hmm. something. I mean, that wouldn't have charted, but it could have been. I have had a runny nose in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe that was it's the long and the short of it.
Yeah, that might have been it.
Because there's this, I've been around you each Christmas when you got it?
Both times.
Two Christmases in a row where you and some of your family members have become infected? Why no infection? Yeah. Indoors, sitting around, heat on?
I was not close. You were the closest person I was near the night I got ill.
Right.
Except Susan, who also didn't get it.
And then the following year.
Yeah.
So what's up?
That's what we're trying to figure out. If we could bottle that, we'd, you know.
Well, interesting. I was listening to a little story about polio. A doctor's written a book on polio, and I was listening to him being interviewed.
Dr. Brilliant? Is that guy?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds like a Marvel doctor.
I know.
I like that. I don't think his name was Brilliant, but
you would have noticed
he was being interviewed on Dennis Prager's program, and I was listening to it over the break, and it was interesting.
Yeah.
So polio, it's another thing that we have a vaccination for, and it was being spread and, you know, wreaking havoc on society.
Children.
It's an American disease. They don't really have it in other places like we had it here.
I thought it was in Africa also. That's weird.
No. So here's the disease, polio. Here's what polio is. It's American, and it ostensibly or majority of the folks that were struck down were affluent or in better neighborhoods, cleaner.
Well, and it,
cleaner environments.
That's interesting. But also, I don't remember if this is borne out to be true or not, but it's waterborne, right? It was in lakes and things. And so they were vacationing in these places and stuff. That's what
Gary
I heard.
Gary can look that up. I don't think that is
that
the case.
That didn't get borne out. Okay.
Roosevelt got it later in life.
Yeah.
He got it when he was like 29.
Yeah.
Not a kid.
Right.
You know. But I'm just searching my mind for some of the beats that I remember. But he didn't get it as a kid, number one. Number two, it is – now, they surmise, but they don't know. Oh, he was 39, not 29.
Wow.
So says,
crazy.
So says Gary.
That's interesting.
39. That's almost 40. That's old to get polio.
Yeah. Extra affluent.
But what they're assuming is because it wasn't spread in the slums and in Africa and these other places, that the natural immunity of the people, it's the science bores this out, the folks that Amish kids don't get hay fever.
Right.
You know, they're not allergic to pets.
Right.
You know, they're not allergic to the dander of pets. They don't have all these gut problems that the rich whitey does in Manhattan with mom who's Lysoling everything down and wiping the shit out of everything. Drew, how many fucking times?
Yeah.
How many times have I brought this up?
I know.
It's been over 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Over 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, all the Purell, all the soap, all the people calling me gross all the time. Gross. Oh, gross. I shower three times a week with warm water.
I also
want to use shampoo. You're gross. You're eating that almond off the countertop. You don't know where that just shut up, you fucking idiots. You've been wrong. You're wrong about this stuff.
Yeah.
You natural immunity. Your immune system needs to work itself out.
Especially early. Yeah, I think
early.
Early.
So all you fucking people, look, it's the easiest thing.
And maybe
thing
some of that is transferred from mom even. And if she doesn't have enough of that stuff transferring, you know.
I sat around 25 years ago and I was like, why is every fucking third kid allergic to peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
When did this start?
And remember the Anderson Cooper's interview in Africa?
Yeah, plum peanut.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they're allergic to peanut. Why? And I sat there in the mid-90s going, I never met a person that was allergic to peanuts my entire childhood.
Yeah.
What the fuck has changed?
Yeah.
This is impossible.
Yeah.
Well, what changed was all the Purell and all the wiping down and all the sanitizing of everything. That's what it is. And that's what polio was. I mean, why would it only affect not only? Why would it predominantly affect the affluent, the safer, the cleaner people, and not the people living out in the streets and eating out of the garbage cans, or just, you know, living in that environment?
So again, it's one of two things, or both: the environments in which they are exposing themselves, or the lack of exposure and immune stimulation. Those would be
right. So it's basically a window from birth to, I don't know, five.
Maybe two or three. You're right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's a young window for you to be exposed to a lot of shit. And if you're not exposed to a lot of shit, then your immune system is compromised, and then you go through your whole life with allergies and. To peanuts and hay fever and dogs and cats and everything else.
Well, if you're worried about this stuff, let me remind you about our friends at Headspace. Sometimes we say we're fine. We don't really mean it. You've said to yourself, I'm fine, but you're really angry, sad, or you're disconnected from your feelings. This year, for the new year, make small changes to your daily routine that have big influence on your mental health and well-being. Headspace, everyone, scientifically proven to help manage feelings, mental health. Recent studies show 2 weeks of Headspace can reduce stress by 14%. I love their mini meditations. It just takes a minute, and they can help you unwind, focus, let go of stress. They've got ways to help you sleep and fall asleep. So whether you want to relieve stress and anxiety, sleep better, or improve your focus, Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness for real life. Right, Matt?
However you're feeling, try Headspace at headspace.com/ADS and get 1 month free of their entire mindfulness library. This is the best Headspace offer available, so go to headspace.com/ADS today. Headspace.com/ADS.
All right, take a quick break. Back with the rest of the show right after this. The LiveLock Scareware is a scam where pop-up ads scare users into thinking their computer has a security problem, and the fix is to buy their software. Then they access and steal your info. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could harm your finances and your credit. Good thing there's LifeLock. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. It's LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code ADAM. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code ADAM for 25% off.
All right, so Drew, what else is on your mind?
Well, so this improvement, both in the sort of rhetoric from Fauci and the fact that,
I mean, it's not just Fauci. It's de Blasio. It's everyone on CNN. You know, de Blasio's like, we can't shut those schools down. Right. These kids are suffering.
Right. It's the same people that shut everything down.
Yeah. You didn't do the kids suffering math?
Yeah.
Before that?
Right. They did. They didn't. That's what I was screaming. They could not do a risk-reward analysis on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're claiming to be masters of risk-reward. Oh, okay, perfect, guys. Now you learned something. And by the way, speaking of de Blasio, I literally could fill my lungs with air this morning because Eric Adams was sworn in as mayor of New York. It's a huge difference. Oh, my God. Everybody's – and New York was weird. I just got back last night, and it's – something is wrong psychologically with that town right now. And it's interesting. It made – for the first time in the last 10 years, it made L.A. look a little more – interesting and dynamic. It's
really?
Very weird. I started looking through the prism of like, God, LA's got a lot of interesting businesses and diversity and all kinds of, you know, all kinds of environments. And I guess we are kind of interesting out here. You know, I was reading a book about it. It's like called Everything Now, I think. And it was, I didn't agree with 90% of what the guy was saying, but he was sort of an outsider looking at Los Angeles and how it's developed and stuff. And I started thinking, yeah, this is kind of an interesting place. It's so close to getting its shit together if it would just have decent leaders involved with it. But anyway, I digress. Let me just say that we go from Fauci starting to sound like a sane person again, and the guy I know him to be. As you said, de Blasio starting to make talk about risk-reward analysis, which they should have been doing from the beginning, talking about masks not working.
Well,
the rationality,
let me say this.
Sanity is coming in. Okay?
Let me say this. I don't blame them completely for being wrong, and I do not blame them for taking a course that was incorrect. I blame them for attacking people who had ideas that were different than theirs, calling them, you know, killers and you don't care about grandma and you're vax denier and all this. That's
right.
What they all need to be punished for.
And isn't that
CNN needs to be punished not for being wrong, but for attacking everyone who wanted ivermectin. That's what they need to be punished
for.
Being wrong is just being wrong.
Yeah.
We all are wrong.
Yeah.
On occasion or often if you're CNN, but they need to be punished for attacking very credible sources, doctors and epidemiologists.
Attacking is one thing. Ruining them.
Right.
Destroying them.
Journalists with real journalists, real doctors, real experts, and destroying those people.
Yeah. Doctors with their licenses encumbered and things. It's crazy.
That's what they need to be. That's what they need to be punished for.
Well, maybe the courts will work some of that out. Maybe Mr. Garrigou should
– some of it is going to be worked out.
Bring this up on Reasonable Doubt. I'd like to hear more about it. But let me get to my point. And isn't what you're talking about the mass formation psychosis, right, that Robert Malone was talking about on Rogan? We'll talk about that eventually. But did you hear him talk about that?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I'm going to fill you in on that one. But here's what I want to get to. So as sanity is sort of coming into view a little bit, just sort of I can sort of feel it. It's much like when Fauci said, yeah, maybe that thing did come from a Chinese lab. I thought, that's a change.
Fauci said that?
He did say it. He said it in a
– another perfect example of people who were destroyed and attacked.
Yes, he said it in a House hearing, in fact. And when that happened, I went, that's a change. We now can talk about it. We can now begin to talk. So we can talk about a lot of things now, like maybe masks aren't so great. And, you know, and by the way, one of the good pieces of news that people were crushing people for being hesitant about vaccines, I'm here to tell you – Omicron is a wonderful stress test for these vaccines, and they work like mother effers. If you don't want to get sick, take the vaccine. Now, are they zero risk? No. But if you don't want to get sick from this thing, take the vaccine and get the booster. It really – I've seen so many dozens of cases now, and it's demonstrably different. Douglas is the only one in my family that didn't have the booster. He got hit the hardest and is sick for like a week. Really, like sort of – a mild full-blown COVID, like the fogginess and the leftover and all that stuff. But here's my point. So as sanity has come into view, something extremely disturbing has broken out in the press, and I brought it up to you yesterday, which is now that they can't talk about COVID deaths, they're just going to talk about deaths. of all times. Preoccupation says. So this morning, as I sat here 10 minutes before these mics heated up, I wrote down what's on my Facebook feed. Mm-hmm. I refreshed it twice. And out of maybe 30 entries, here it is. Hillary Swank's father, dead.
What?
Comic book man star.
Gerald Swank?
Comic book man, Robert Bruce, dies. Aoife Beery, Berkeley balcony collapse, dies. Two women choked to death on New Year's rice cakes in Japan. This is the second story on my Facebook feed. Richard Leakey dies, which was interesting. Remember Leakey and the anthropology?
Dr. Leakey.
That should have been a big story. That was well down below the Japanese rice cakes.
Wait a minute. That's Dr. Leakey, the anthropologist?
Yes, I think so. Look it up, Gary.
Could he still be alive?
That's what I reacted to. Maybe it's a different guy. So let's find that out.
Richard Leakey. I know him as Doctor.
Of course, there's a Kobe Bryant story. Max Julian, star of blaxploitation films, dead at 88. Okay.
Richard Leakey died yesterday.
And is he the same guy that's discovered the...
Dr. Leakey?
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, paleontologist.
Yeah.
Was he 96 years old?
He was 77. I think it's the son.
Born in 44. He died at 77 years old.
This might be the son. Is this the
son? Oh, must be the son.
Yeah. And of course, Betty White and Harry Reid.
Right.
But that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 death stories out of 30 entries on my Facebook feed, and all out of wacky order, and all old people who just died of natural causes, no COVID death. And that's their preoccupation now. So we got to get you. Got to get you going.
Right.
Isn't the press really the problem? As you're saying, the leaders made mistakes. They made bad decisions. They made bad decisions. But isn't really the enemy of the people, the press? Isn't that the problem that's making the mass formation psychosis?
Well, here's the problem.
Don't answer that. Let me talk first about Truebill. That's right. If you wonder why free trials renew without your consent, of course that's what they do. It's a scam. I'm so glad this Truebill. Don't let corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill. Take control of your subscriptions. Truebill, new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. How many of us could benefit from this? It's got to be everybody. It has to be everybody because on average, people save up to $720 a year. Truebill has helped 2 million plus users save over $100 million, things they don't want. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions on one tap. And I bet you when they mine for you, as they've done for me, what those subscriptions are, you will have either not even realized you had them or certainly have forgotten that you have. That's right. It is Truebill. Download that app. Right, Matt?
That's right. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/ADS. Go right now. Truebill.com/ADS. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/ADS.
Yeah. Well, look, here's the problem. It is the press, but you still have to blame the leaders because the leaders want to be portrayed by the press a certain way. And they don't want to get on the wrong side of the press.
Yeah.
Now, the problem, I mean, here's an interesting concept.
The Fourth Estate, there to help us? Oh, please.
Who?
They're called the Fourth Estate.
They are?
Isn't that right?
The press?
Yeah.
Oh, I never even heard that.
They're called like, you have the legislature, you have the judicial, the executive, you have the Fourth Estate. You have the,
why don't they call it the Fourth Branch?
Good question.
All right. Let's not get mired in this.
And maybe I misspoke.
The term Fourth Estate or Fourth Power refers to the press and news media in both explicit capacity and of advocacy and implicit ability to frame political issues.
Well, so here's the problem.
Fourth Estate is needs a revolution.
Well, okay. Here's the
and it might be Joe Rogan. He might end up the head of the Fourth Estate.
Here's the point.
Go ahead.
The point is this: if you're Ron DeSantis of Florida, you're already on the wrong side of all the news outlets,
right?
So then you get to operate with impunity because you've already run afoul of all of them.
Well, he has the right wing stuff, right?
Yeah, I know. But I'm, 60 Minutes did a hit piece on him.
Right.
That's 60 Minutes.
Right.
That's mainstream shit.
Yeah.
You're not winning over any of these New York or L.A. or CNN or look, CBS is look, you know, everyone talks about MSNBC. CBS did a hit piece on him.
Yeah.
60 Minutes. It's it. They're all against him. Yeah. There are right wing outlets. Fox is going to leave him alone. And then there's the other 19.
Yeah.
And they're going after him. Right.
Yeah.
So what he gets to do is he gets to go, well, I get to make whatever policy I want because I've already run afoul of these people.
It doesn't matter.
Gavin Newsom doesn't want to run afoul of these people. Jeez. Right.
Yeah.
And neither does anyone who heads up a blue state. So they go, I got all these guys on my side. I'm going to run afoul of them. I got elections coming up.
Right.
So they then put their policies that would not run afoul of the Los Angeles Times, which are the wrong policies, but I need the Los Angeles Times.
Let's not forget that Newsom was not going to allow California to take Trump's vaccine. He put together his own panel. His own panel of politicians, by the way.
Right, right.
And what happened to that panel? What happened to them?
I don't know. What happened to Kamala Harris saying she wasn't going to take Trump's vaccine? I don't know. People have changed. They changed direction.
But like literally, like ran to one side of the boat and then the other. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, seen a lot of that lately.
We have, and so are people getting it?
I do not know what other people know. They do not.
I think people are getting it. I think they see the fake stuff now.
Well, in California, we just did a recall and Newsom won by a landslide.
Which is weird.
Not a good sign.
It's weird to me how that guy wins by a landslide. It's weird. But anyway, whatever. But I'm not sure CNN did themselves any favor on New Year's Eve. I don't know if you saw any of that catastrophe. Did you see any of that?
Yeah, I enjoy guys getting drunk on camera. It was fine.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, CNN is in a lot of trouble. I mean, they have lost, I don't know, I think it's like 80% of their viewers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why people are sort of seeing it for what it is.
Oh, yeah. I think they've caught on.
Yeah.
I think America has sort of caught on to CNN.
Well,
that's true.
All the fake news. You know, they don't – used to be the news would report something. You go, oh, okay, you consume it. Now you go, all right, we'll see.
Yeah.
Always. Everything.
Well, I think what – you're speaking to, or what America's speaking to, is, as I always say, some of these basic things that, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse had no business in Wisconsin or whatever.
Right.
Where'd he go?
Kenosha.
And he didn't know anybody there.
Right.
He didn't have any. He was a lifeguard there and his dad lived there.
Yeah. And they had a business there, didn't they?
It's easy enough for CNN to ascertain that information.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then they lied. And now we caught on, and a certain percentage of people understand that.
Stupid or liar has never been a more vivid question.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Because some of that is just stupid lazy. There's lazy. We can add lazy to the list now, too. Stupid, lazy, or tired.
No, it's
a certain kind of laziness.
They're lying.
It's laziness that goes your way, which is essentially lying.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let me tell you about Concrete. Oh, man. We love this stuff.
Yep.
Myth, creatine is just for bodybuilders. Fact, creatine is for any fitness routine. Concrete, number one stimulant free pre-workout supplement. Concrete patented creatine HCL is the favorite of elite informed athletes. All the strength and endurance benefits of creatine without any of the negative side effects like cramps or diarrhea. It's the only creatine females should use for increased lean muscle. No water retention, no bloat. Your brain uses about 20% of the creatine in your body. Concrete fuels your body and your mind. So get it for yourself. Dr. Drew and I use it.
Oh, I love creatine.
And you folks should use it as well, and so should people in your family. Check out Concrete, right, Matt?
Take control of your health, both body and mind, building a better you with Concrete. Register now at concrete.com/podcast. That's concrete.com/podcast to receive free membership to Planet Fitness for an entire year, plus a $500 Walmart Visa gift card. Available now online and in-store at Walmart, Concrete is truly changing the game.
All right. Go to adamcarolla.com for all the shows that are coming up. Got one coming up, the Bray Improv. That'll be February 6th. Shatner up on stage.
He's the best.
With me.
Have you interviewed him before?
Oh, yes.
I love interviewing him.
Dennis Quaid as well, who's really good.
Oh, yeah.
And a really good musician.
Really?
He's a really good musician.
He's a super nice guy. Smart guy, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can check out my Truth Yeller series at the Daily Wire. .com/M. What do you got, Drew?
Go to drdrew.com. Check out all the pods there. Your mom's house is going to show up on Stitcher and Sirius. Look for that there, Dr. After Dark, and maybe some upcoming other shows as well. Again, check it out on Sirius. And yeah, happy new year, everybody.
So until next time, I'm Carol for Dr. Drew Sant. Mahalo.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save.